Welcome to the Linux Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We're going to finish out the wide receiver tiers here, so buckle up. This is the lower tiers, right? These are the tiers where not a ton of time and energy, frankly, should be spent. So we're going to not spend a ton of time and energy on them. So we're going to zoom kind of through these, give you some ideas on some thoughts. Veterans without a hit that are potential streamers. Sterling Shepard back with the Giants. That's a deep one. Tim Patrick, right? There's some potential thought that he might be, that they might be moving on from either Jerry Jeudy or Courtland Sutton. And if that is true, Tim Patrick going to have a potential to actually jump up and be a fantasy contributor. Of course, missed last year. So what are you getting? Low pedigree. It's not really a huge bet we make, but it's almost like a situational type bet. He's a wide receiver 70 at current. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, more of a streaming option, right? Could kind of be a one in a committee of receivers kind of behind Kelsey is the leading player in the offense. That's kind of the angle to look for on him. Again, kind of that big play threat. He's older. He's like 29. It's older than I appreciate. So he came out later, but doesn't have a hit. Wide receiver 54 finished last year. Jacoby Myers is interesting. Him and Alan Lazard, 29 and 34 in terms of finishes last year. New teams for both of them. Undrafted guys in their Myers 27. Alan Lazard's 28. Lazard will reunite with Rodgers. You figure not going to have the type of volume that he had with Green Bay. Myers might be a step up in terms of offensive quality, but he's got a cap ceiling in terms of Devontae Adams being there. Gabe Davis, your wide receiver 2 in Buffalo. They've, as of this recording, they've cut Isaiah McKenzie. They've brought in Deontay Hardy, so we'll sort of observe that. I'm interested. Right? Again, I think he's – I wrote he's a Rorschach test. He's wide receiver 43 in terms of where his value is. And, again, is he – he's more middle reliever than kind of long innings eater, but – like you can do worse. Again, I laid out how you could do worse in the book. Right? That's one of the things that I kind of fleshed out quite a bit, was that, you know, him being a wide receiver could absolutely be part of a solution at wide receiver if you're not, right? If your aspirations are to really dominate at other positions. Gabe Davis being on the field, being a secondary option in an offense led by Josh Allen, like you can basically replicate the the league average streaming him. So that's kind of the thought there. DJ Shark's still in free agency, so we'll watch that. Darnell Mooney back up there behind DJ Moore. It's just a low volume offense. Can have a really hard time with that. Hunter Renfro, again, third option in Vegas now. That's tough. Gallup, disappointing this past year. All right, so some ones, second round guys that haven't hit yet. They're 27 or younger. Paris Campbell lands in free agency. He's going to get basically audition, I guess, short term audition here with the Giants. Looks like it's a 1 year deal. Not a ton of money. It's like less than $5 million, it looks like. So pure prove it deal. Again, sort of bake that in his cost. Again, he'll be behind Waller. Sterling Shepard's there. You know, maybe they bring in somebody. Wandale Robinson will be back. Like, he's kind of duplicative of a lot of what they have. Not the upside ceiling shot you'd hope for. George Pickens, again, we've talked about him ad nauseum. So him and Alec Pierce look a lot more alike than Pickens looks like Olave or one of the guys up, you know, Garrett Wilson or London, something like that, right? George Pickens and Alec Pierce are much closer than those guys are, just, you know, for what that's worth. Alec Pierce is, I think, you know, if I wouldn't suggest that George Pickens should be like your type, but, and again, he's at wide receiver 27. And actually, now that I'm sort of looking at this, maybe we've driven down his cost a little bit. An 8-day, 30-day trend down. A decent amount of points over at Fantasy Calc. So, yeah. All right. Well, we'll take it. Maybe it's setting in a little bit. But, you know, Alec Pierce is one that, instead of paying wide receiver 27 prices for George Pickens. Pay wide receiver 50 prices for Alec Pierce, right? That's something I like a lot more. So it's a very similar type of profile based on what they did last year. And Pierce has some of that athleticism. We'll see sort of what they do in offensively this year, but they're very similar stylistically. Elijah Moore, you know, I've been out. Like, I traded him for Tyler Lockett this past season. I didn't flinch doing it. I don't really like guys that get benched and then, you know, mid-second year. Like, I don't really like that career arc. That's not one that's proven very successful. So I'm kind of out on that. Again, he feels like he could be buried. You know, is he get maybe a recycled opportunity someplace else, right, in a trade, something like that, that might be possible. But otherwise, not super enthusiastic about where he is at his present career trajectory. Maybe a fresh start someplace else would be helpful for him, but he's going to find himself probably being a 3 or 4 in this offense with Aaron Rodgers there. I don't love that. Rondale Moore, you know, it's a pretty nice profile, but he's done very little through 2 years. Like, is he ever a 100 target guy? That's kind of my concern with him. The situation could open up if Hopkins is traded. We'll see. But I just kind of have questions about what his ultimate ceiling could be at this particular point. Terrace Marshall's one that you could see a breakout from. However, just putrid, supporting metrics here so far. That's kind of the big concern that I would have. That's usually not a place where I like to invest. Bad metric guys hoping for volume. Like, it's historically not a great investment. So for what that's worth, LaVisca Chenault sort of in the same tier, right? They're both staking a claim to wide receiver one in Carolina. Like, that's great. I'm kind of out. And lo and behold, like, it's going to end up being neither of those guys being, you know, worth much is the most likely outcome, even though I'm sure we'll have debates about vacated targets and all that over the summer. Tyquan Thornton, second year guy, kind of that big speed threat, going to be a little bit different. Yeah, Juju, not that guy, right? They moved on from Jacoby Myers. You know, what's Tyquan Thornton? Can he take a leap forward now they have an actual offensive coordinator? Is he a player that could get more, you know, more of a role? That's one that I'm interested in. But again, I'm interested. Like, I like to press pedigree, and you kind of have to ask yourself, like, all right, is he really a depressed pedigree guy at this point in his career? You know, he is at wide receiver 72. Like, you know, that's feels appropriate. It doesn't feel like a great discount or anything like that, just by way of reference, so you have an idea. Sort of in that range with him is, you know, guys like Nico Collins, Isaiah Hodges, heck, Tim Patrick, a lot of the guys we're kind of talking about here, DJ Shark, you know. So again, is he a huge ceiling guy? I think you probably have some questions about that. I mean, you know, if he slides in the late 70s into the 80s, something like that, then maybe I'm interested in taking a shot there. But like, there's a lot of guys around him that, you know, have debatably better profiles, so that's kind of the issue there. Tutu Atwell, not a huge fan. Question the volume. Wandale Robinson, I think he's more of a role player projection. He did perform pretty well last year, but again, small, right, in an offense that frankly needs a bigger guy a wide receiver one type. They got Waller, right? Is he ever going to be more than like a 3? That's kind of the concern there. Nico Collins, Josh Palmer, two guys that from round 3 that are 27 or younger that I'm interested in. Nico Collins, some of the metrics actually, I don't hate him with some of the metrics. Like, some of the metrics you're like, okay, like there's some efficiency stuff here not a great offense. Josh Palmer, a little bit less so, like successful audition this past year, but again, still buried behind Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. Again, maybe they move on from Eckler, and that's where he sees more opportunity. I don't know, wide receiver 60 feels a little rich for a wide receiver 3. Again, Nico Collins, right? Could he potentially masquerade as a wide receiver 1? Well, he's wide receiver 74. Right? That's interesting. That's, you know, interesting from there. Again, these are low base rate guys, like between 10 and 20%. Velus Jones is 26. He was a rookie last year. Jalen Tolbert, like some people really liked him coming out, but that's really the guy sort of in this range. It's been largely a disappointment from that profile. Some day three and UDFA types that are of interest here. Khalil Shakir is interesting. You know, could he vault? You know, if they're going to go this route with Deontay Hardy and, Gabe Davis, and they're not really going to bring someone in, right? Is this a spot where Khalil Shakir could step up and see, you know, kind of fill a Cole Beasley type role, maybe a little bit better in that role in that Bills offense? Is that possible? We'll see. Like, that's kind of what you're hoping for, that he could potentially do some of that slot stuff. Yeah, if they draft somebody, it's right in early day two, late day one, like that's might be a death knell for him. But if they don't, like, I think he's got live outs to be, you know, the second most targeted person in this depth chart. He is wide receiver 69 at present. Romeo Doubs is one that I actually, of like the young guys that don't have pedigree, I'm actually interested. He's wide receiver 58. And here's a little trick, which I find funny. Look at guys, you know, we did this in the book this year. Look at guys that are, that meet or beat their expected metrics, and then kind of watch where they are relative to, you know, where they were, right? So Romeo Doubs beats expectation, but is actually like way down in terms of cost from over the summer. And that, you know, I think the takeaway from that is probably like we do a bad job, I think, of calculating risk, the dynasty community does in general. And when you kind of have that in mind, you could see a guy like Doubs who frankly is on a success track from his pedigree. Again, it's what's a day three success track is a different story, but yeah, that's one of the things I was kind of pouring cold water on him in the last off season. But now I'm a little bit more bullish because I think he's at least above like your yards per route run, your targets per route run projections after year one. So, and again, that could be an open depth chart with him as a wide receiver too, with no Alan Lazard, and we'll see what they add. But right, that narrative's there, and I think I find it interesting that he's fallen quite to the level that he has. Outside of that, not doing a ton of wide receiver shopping, really, from like deeper in day three guys. That's not really what we're looking too much into. Some additional guys that are like your older than 29-year-old hits. It's Devontae Parker, Nelson Aguilar, Sammy Watkins still kicking around. You know, we'll see what happens with John Brown. All those guys, not historically successful profiles, so you're going to kind of avoid them. Corey Davis is one that I could see. You know, he's in my first-round bust category. He's one that I could see getting a supporting cast role, right? Is he a guy that could be a potential wide receiver for the Jets? If he gets cut by the Jets, if he's a wide receiver, you know, kind of in the way the Bills are building it out, right? Is that a player he could make that team, you know, conceivably compete for a wide receiver two type position, right? Is that possible there with him? I'm open to that, right? So that's kind of my angle there with him. But otherwise, right, pretty limited in this range, right? Not a ton of favorites. And I don't think you want to, you know, be super aggressive on rostering a lot of these guys. And even if you see one like, hey, oh, that guy's a decent value, like, do you want to roster him? As a different question, because then you get rostering 6, 7, 8, 9 wide receivers, right? You're kind of getting away from your core principles. Like, just be careful doing that because it's a trap you can really fall into. All right, that'll do it here. Going to wrap the wide receiver position up for you, and that'll do it for this edition. All right, until next time, continue embracing the variance. We're going to talk again very soon.